Students coming back to class this month may be interacting with an unknown number of police officers in Indiana schools that haven't been specially trained for the job. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Ginny Lindsay spoke with education reporter Lee Gaines about why some Indiana school resource officers want lawmakers to pass legislation that would require special training for all police in schools.
So, can you explain what is and isn't required under state law for police working in schools?
So it's a little confusing, but right now the law requires anyone who claims to be a school resource officer to receive 40 hours of basic SRO training from the National Association of School Resource Officers, also known by the acronym NASRO, or another approved program. But police are allowed to work inside schools without any special training, so long as they don't call themselves SROs.
So that basic 40-hour SRO training, what does that cover?
So the NASRO 40-hour training covers a lot, including development of the teen brain, students with disabilities, adverse childhood experiences, and how trauma can affect brain development and behavior in children, how to spot the signs of sex trafficking, how to identify racial biases and develop relationships with students from diverse and marginalized backgrounds, as well as how to be an informal counselor or mentor to students, among other things.
So, do we know how many police in Indiana schools have or have not received that training?
We don't, and that's because the state doesn't track it. So the number is unknown. We also don't know the total number of police in Indiana schools. State lawmakers passed legislation last year that requires schools to report the number of police in their buildings to the Department of Homeland Security on an annual basis. But that information is confidential by law for quote unquote safety reasons.
But there is interest in changing this law. Can you tell me who those people are and why?
Yeah, Chase Lyday, he's the head of the Indiana School Resource Officers Association, and he told me he's been trying for years to get lawmakers to require training for all police in schools, but so far he's been unsuccessful. Lyday and other SRO training advocates say it's unreasonable to expect police who have been trained to patrol streets to be able to function well within a school setting without any specialized training. So the head of NASRO, who also happens to work in Carmel Clay Schools, told me that you never question why a detective or a SWAT team officer needs specialized training. And it's the same for police working in schools. They need this special training. And so these SROs worry that without this training, that arrests will increase, as well as physical altercations between police and students. And we know from data that we received from the Indiana Department of Education that arrests of Indiana students actually increased between 2016 and 2019. They fell slightly in the 2020 school year during the pandemic, but not by that much. We also know from the data that Black students were arrested at more than twice the rate of white students between 2016 and 2020.
So how likely is it that this training will be required for all police in schools? I mean, is there any chance that that'll happen?
So I've talked to a couple lawmakers who do support this kind of training mandate, but they say the resistance to it from their colleagues in the General Assembly comes from a worry that requiring 40 hours of training for all police in schools would lead to a drop in the number of officers in schools. So that's where we are on the legislative front. But I should also mention that the Indiana Department of Education has recently partnered with NASRO to offer this training to up to 180 police officers over the next 2 years. A spokesperson for the IDOE says they're targeting regions of the state that lack trained SROs, but they're still trying to figure out where those areas are.
That was Indiana Public Broadcasting's Ginny Lindsay speaking with education reporter Lee Gaines about why some police want the state to mandate special training for officers who work inside schools.